Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Oh yeah. What a day. What a moment. What a time to be alive.
Football Thursday.
Here is the only way not getting Rodgers works. A, he doesn't want to be here. Can't do anything about that. B, Packers won't trade him. Can't do anything about that. If, in fact, that he is traded and is amenable to going to New York and playing for the Jets and they don't get him, I don't know how they get out from under that with their fan base. I don't know how you could do it. You can't let the $58 million stand in the way. Woody Johnson, sell a couple more Band-Aids. You got plenty of money. You're a multi-billionaire. The $60 million shouldn't mean that much of a thing. The first-round draft pick shouldn't mean that much. If you have a ready, willing, and able Aaron Rodgers that will be willing to go, you work out a deal with the Packers and you get him here. The other things that I just said, if he doesn't want to be here, you have no kick coming. If the Packers don't want to trade him, you have no kick coming. But if he would be willing to come here and you don't get him, then you've missed. It's a big miss.
On the surface, you're right, but what if they get Derek Carr and he's lights out and you didn't have to give up nearly as much? Or Rodgers goes someplace else and ends up, you know, completely falling apart at the age of 40.
You're giving me 20/20 hindsight 2 years right down the line. I'm saying right now, if they don't get him and he's willing to be here, it's a miss.
No, it'll be a miss, but it's not something you can't get up from. Because maybe the alternative turns out to be better. I wouldn't bet on that. But is it possible that, all right, Rodgers goes to the Raiders and it doesn't work out and they don't make the playoffs and Derek Carr goes to the Jets and they win the division?
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll be going, wow, that worked out. And then Rodgers decides to retire at the end of the year and Derek Carr signs an extension and becomes the Jets quarterback for the next 5 years. And you didn't have to give up really anything but money for him. Or whatever ended up we'll see what the Raiders do. Are they going to cut him? Are they going to trade him? Whatever it is, it's not going to be nearly as costly as Rodgers would be.
I think they'll cut him. I think he's going to have choice of wherever he wants to go. They will cut him. Otherwise, they're liable for the money.
Right. So that's an inexpensive get compared to Rodgers that could turn out to be better. That's the way you get up from it. But you're right. Initially, we pop on the air the day Rodgers is not here.
Right. Goes to Miami.
Goes to Vegas. Whatever. Because remember, he's going to an AFC team, so that compounds the issue. Because he's a non-issue in Green Bay for the Jets. He becomes an issue for the Jets if he signs with an AFC team. That's another team you got to leap up. You know, if you're not going to catch Buffalo, well, then Vegas becomes a playoff team. Or Miami, now in your division, becomes big time. And now you got to climb over two teams in order to be able to win that division. So that compounds the problem if he stays. Goes to the AFC.
Now, so they hired Nathaniel Hackett today, who had a terrible stay, short stay, less than a year as the head coach of the Broncos. It was awful. Time management problems, but he does have a pretty good reputation as an offensive coordinator and was the OC for the Packers the 2 years that Rodgers won the MVP, the last 2 years before the previous season that just ended. Also, he got Blake Bortles in a good running game as the OC for Doug Marrone to the AFC Championship. Another thing that's in Hackett's favor, Rex Ryan always was a very good defensive guy. I mean, obviously, that was his area of expertise. Hackett was the offensive coordinator in Buffalo. He was 3-1 against Rex Ryan's defense. So he was able to solve that. Now, I spoke via text with Doug Marrone, who was the head coach in Jacksonville when Hackett was the offensive coordinator. And this is what he told me. I read this earlier, but if you're just joining us getting out of work, he said, smart guy out of Cal Davis, has really done a good job with limited quarterbacks. Doug said he was shocked at the Denver situation, although I don't know exactly what went wrong. He will bring a lot of energy into the room, and I believe he will get the most out of the Jets' talent. It will be a tough situation if they don't have a quarterback, but that is everyone's challenge. His best job was having a top 10 offense with Blake Bortles at quarterback in 2017. So that's a guy who was essentially his boss. Sounds like he really likes him a lot, and we'll see. We'll see if it works out. I have no problem with the hire. You can't judge the hire on what he was as head coach. North Turner wasn't a good head coach. He was a great coordinator. I mean, there's a history of coaches throughout the NFL that just couldn't handle the big job, but they were great at the little job.
The two complaints that I hear from Jet fans that bother me is, look what happened in Denver, and look who his dad was.
Right.
And I don't think either of them should fall on Hackett as the OC of the Jets. All right, he couldn't handle being a head coach. I was not in love with some of his decision-making, but there was a lot of dysfunction with Denver that went beyond the head coaching position. But you're right. We can sit here and list chapter and verse, not great head coaches, but great coordinators, mm-hmm. and that could still stick. And listen, why should he be held a prisoner by the fact that his father was not a very good offensive coordinator with the Jets?
And his father also didn't have a lot of talent here with the Jets, so everybody blamed it on Paul Hackett. Do we know? I mean, do we know if LaFleur was a terrible offensive coordinator?
I did the pre and post during the Paul Hackett years, and there were a lot of people upset with him. But whatever. So I get it. But that should not fall on Nathaniel. He's his own man. He showed success as an offensive coordinator. Take a look at that Jacksonville roster. Blake Bortles loses to Pittsburgh in a championship game. Tell me you wouldn't sign for that this year. Right? Even if you don't get Aaron Rodgers, would you want to play in a championship game if you're the Jets and have him be able to work with an offense that's going to have a lot more weapons, especially if you go out and get yourself a quarterback, even if it's not Rodgers, if it's Garoppolo, if it's Carr? Heck, Michael, if it's Baker Mayfield, is that Blake Bortles?
No, he's
better than Blake
Bortles.
Right? So, and again, they really relied on a running game, which was fierce. I think it was the best running game in football that year. He's a good OC. He's a good hire, even if you don't get Aaron Rodgers.
I agree.
Now, what happened 36 years ago today, Don?
All right, so 36 years ago today would have been what, 87?
Yeah. 19, so January is...
January 26, 1987.
Well, for January 26, 1987, we have to be talking about Super Bowl 21. The Giants' victory over the Denver Broncos.
Phil Simms' near-perfect game that he pitched.
Yeah.
You are correct.
Four incompletions in the game. He was 21 of 25, if I'm not mistaken, Michael.
I think it might have been better than that.
I don't know. We can look that up. It's not like it's information that we've got to, like, pray for.
No.
It's right at our fingertips.
Simms in Super Bowl what? What was it again?
21.
Okay.
It's kind of, you got to know the Super Bowl numbers.
I don't.
Giants?
With the Roman numerals? I have.
By the way, I'm not.
22 of 25, 88%.
You can't.
A record that still stands.
Three incompletions.
Yeah, that's amazing. But you know the Washington Commanders.
No. 22. I don't remember the other
ones. I know the years that they won, but I don't know the number of the Super Bowl.
It's all years to me. I actually embarrassed about that. I thought about it very recently because of the Super Bowl, and I was like, I don't remember the Roman numerals.
No, of course not.
Lunatics.
Not for your team.
I just think of them as 87, 91.
I'm a big Giant fan, and I remember the years. I don't remember the Super Bowl number. Are you crazy? I don't think Rothenberg does.
Oh, stop. No, he definitely. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. I was embarrassed because I know someone like Rothenberg would call me out for it. I just think of my wins being an 87 and 91.
That's all I care about. But really, it wasn't 87. Giants won the Super Bowl. 87.
It was 80. Yeah, but
I can understand recently because it started to get silly once we got into the 40s. But 21 and 25 is not hard to forget.
I wonder if they're ever going to bag the Roman numerals.
25 is memorable, too.
Like the Roman numerals? Because kids don't know. They don't teach Roman numerals in school anymore.
At some point, it's going to be stupid. It's kind of like, do you ever notice that some... I don't know why they do this. Credits in television,
go ahead.
Instead of giving the year, will give the year in Roman numerals.
Not all, every single one.
Why? What are we doing? Yeah, do you not want people to know?
Yeah, why are we doing
like that? Charlie was watching some highlights. What is this IV? What's XIV mean?
Or was it Rocky XIV?
No.
I mean, Rocky IV.
It was a Super Bowl XIV.
Oh, Super Bowl XIV.
So, yeah. I mean, you can't. They don't teach Roman numerals to kids.
At all?
No.
Why would they? Are we in Rome?
Why did they ever teach it to us?
For the Super Bowl. That's what I thought.
They were teaching it before.
It was the only reason it was credible to me was for the Super Bowl. Where else did I care?
Yeah, Roman. The Rocky movies.
But it's not at that time. No, I only had.
Were they, wait a minute. Yeah, they were.
Yeah, Rocky's and, IV.
I get it. But at the time where it happened, I only had like two or three to have to remember.
And right. By the way, I do have. I have added fuel to the Don wasn't that bright fire.
What's that?
I didn't know that was a fire.
Charlie said to me, "So they're playing in California," and I said, "Yeah." He goes, "So that's 3 hours earlier than here." Right. Okay, 8 years old.
Right, but his father travels to different places.
Yeah, Don's father didn't even
make
it out
of New
Jersey.
How often does his father travel to California?
Not that often, but still.
But
come on, just take the L on this.
I'm assuming I was nine. I might have been eight. All right, well, again, it was the Dodgers in the World Series.
81.
Well, before that, 77, 78.
78, yeah.
So I was 9 and 77.
You had no idea.
But it could have been any of those, because in 70, who did the Reds play in 76 to get to the World Series?
Who'd they play to get to the World
Series? You guys are such hacks.
So it's obviously not the Dodgers. They would have had to play an Eastern team because the Reds were in the West back then. The point is, Peter, why would it come up in conversation? I didn't have an old Aunt Millie in California. What time is it
but
in California?
When Charlie brought this up to me, it wasn't Daddy's traveling to California today. He was looking and he said, so this game is played in California, so that's 3 hours earlier, right?
What, is that the first time?
No, he's done it since he was five.
Oh, stop it. You're lying.
I'm not.
No, because I have a five-year-old. Marco's not, he doesn't even know what time it is.
How
he's
many
five.
Sleeps? He knows how many sleeps there are.
How many sleeps?
Right.
Not bothering with time right now. They keep asking me, is there school tomorrow?
Charlie,
yeah, there's school tomorrow.
Charlie could tell you every state that's affected by mountain time.
Oh, absolutely.
He's big.
And where pot's legal, he knows all that stuff.
By the way, guys, Royal Rumble this weekend in San Antonio. And so you know what that means for me tomorrow.
You're going to get a chance to have lunch maybe with Michelle Beadle.
You know what? I forgot about Beadle.
There you go.
I wonder if she's going to go. No. That's not what I was talking about. I get to go on an endless flight where you only end up in Texas. It's very frustrating.
It's the worst flight in the world.
You can get to New Zealand, it feels faster than going to Texas.
Leave.
I don't get it.
It's almost as long as a flight to California, and it's much closer.
Much closer.
I have to leave very early tomorrow, and I get there at like noon.
Here's what I would do. I would quit. Rather than make that trip to Texas, it's the worst.
You don't ever do it?
Yeah, I do it.
Okay.
I do it.
You're going to hook up.
But I hate it every single time. Hate it. I just don't understand why it takes so long.
I'm going to hit up Beadle.
Why don't you do that?
Go get a lunch with my brother. He's out there.
Of course
he's out there now.
Your brother's busy.
I think he left today.
He has a choice to have a lunch with Michelle Beadle or Dave LeGreco. What do you think he's going with? You would go with Michelle rather than Dave.
Yeah, you probably would.
Oh, that's my brother.
I understand.
Yeah, but you see him all the time. You probably want to go catch up with Beadle more, no?
Well, just because of that reason. But
right.
I'm not. Why does it have to be a face-off all the time? He doesn't have time to do a lunch here and a dinner there or vice versa?
He's up to his ears in work. He's got to squeeze in the show, too.
And you got to see what the Spurs are doing.
Yeah, because she travels with the Spurs now.
Does she travel?
Yeah, she works with the Spurs.
I know she works with
the Spurs. Saturday, they're home. There you go.
Nice. And when is the
up event? Against the Saturday night.
Oh.
So you're in the Alamo Dome.
Correct.
She's in the arena.
Yep.
I think she's free.
So I guess she's not going to make it. I asked if she's going to the Rumble.
So the Spurs don't care that there's a big event in town?
What do they care? I think it's a different audience.
Is it?
Somewhat, sure. I'm sure there are people who are going to skip the Spurs game and go to the Alamo Dome. They've sold, I think as of the other day, they'd sold like 41,000 of the 44,000.
Well, 3,000.
The Spurs used to play there.
They'll
right?
be okay, but it'll be sold by Sunday, Saturday, don't you worry. Okay.
Vince going to be there now that he owns the place
again? I can't speak to that. I'll tell you this, WrestleMania is sold out both nights, not one match announced.
Vince going to be there?
SoFi Stadium, Saturday and Sunday, not one match announced, sold to the rafters, baby.
Vince going
to
be there?
Again, can't speak to it. I just don't hear from them.
I would think at that point he will be.
Really? Maybe.
Let's go to... Who is this on line five? Doesn't have a name.
Yeah, that means they don't want it. That means they're just...
All right. Unannounced name. What's going on?
Oh, boy.
Hey, how you doing, Michael Dunn, Peter? This is Mark from Mohegan Lake.
Hey, Mark.
Oh, how are you?
How you doing? I was at the Christmas show a couple of years ago when Don did his fantastic singing, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Oh, right. That was the Jersey one.
Yeah.
In Jersey. Listen, I'm kind of going off the rails here a little bit, getting away from football. I'm going to the Rangers. I'm kind of asking for help, maybe mostly from Don. But my daughter had a baby this year, and they named the baby Kreider.
Why?
After Chris Kreider.
Why?
They love Chris Kreider.
Oh, okay, but in 30 years, Chris Kreider's going to be a forgotten person. Why? Why would they name the child Kreider?
Well, first of all, Kreider sounds cool. It's different. And what, he's going to be a forgotten person?
Well, I mean,
he scored 50 goals.
He's not going to be at the forefront. So when this child is 40 years old, they're always going to have to explain what their name is. I don't get why people that name their child Jeter or Mattingly.
No,
I
think Kreider's got a chance that 30 years from now, when she's introduced as Kreider, they're going to go, wow, must be a big Ranger fan.
Depends who you're
talking. Everybody that you knows the Rangers, when we tell them the name, that's the first thing that comes up.
No, you're wrong,
my
Michael,
God, they must be Ranger fans.
This guy gave you a sweater, Michael. No, he's not nobody. If you're a Ranger fan, first of all, it's not an odd name. I think it's a very nice thing.
Well, Kreider? It's an odd name.
But it's not. I think it makes sense.
I hear there's a
nice.
What's the nickname? Is there a nickname for the baby?
Kreider, baby.
Not yet. Not yet.
Kreider.
Not yet. But it's spelled K-R-Y-D-E-R.
Oh, Kreider. So it's spelled a little different.
How about it? And in school,
and
whenever.
Peter, you might know it that I Googled the name and there comes up a DJ named Kreider.
Oh, really? I'm not familiar with that. I just hope
the
kids in school.
Yeah, he has merchandise for sale. But what I'm really looking for is I would love to be able to get in touch. Maybe get Kreider, an autograph from Kreider.
Don?
Or if my daughter and them could go to the game, maybe meet him.
Don?
That would be fantastic.
Well, it's a tough time right now because they play tomorrow against Vegas. I'm not calling the game. And then they're off until the 6th.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
If you had asked me yesterday, I saw Chris. I was in the locker room. I could have asked him about it. But how dare you disrespect Chris Kreider?
That wasn't a disrespect to Chris Kreider.
Or 30 years from now when he's nobody.
Listen, how much respect do I have for Derek Jeter?
The most.
All right?
He's the captain.
All right. I don't get why people name their child Jeter. I don't get it.
You don't get it.
No, I can understand if you name your
dog
Jeter or Madden. No, I don't get it. I might forget about me agreeing or not. That's number one. Number two, you have to know, bottom line, I love you. I would not allow you to ask Chris Kreider to actually sign something for or meet the cat. No way. In your position, no way.
Can't do it.
No. I would never. If somebody named their kid Judge, I wouldn't ask Aaron Judge, hey, could you come out and meet Judge Shapiro? He's outside on the.
Judge Shapiro actually rules on a case of mine recently.
Here's what I would be willing to do. Because I know Chris. I mean, last night was a tough game for him. So he kind of darted out of the room. It's been a tough little bit here. He was hurt, hasn't played great since he's come
back. I
love
the guy.
But I get along with him that if I'm talking to him in mixed company, I would bring that up and say, hey, we got a caller who's. Daughter's name's Chris Kreider. Granddaughter's name Chris Kreider. Or Kreider. I think he'd get a kick out of that. Now, where it goes from there, I'm not saying can you sign something, can you get him in the building, but maybe he'll say, I'll sign a jersey or whatever.
You guys always let me hang out and be the bad guy. Do you think it's acceptable to name your child after an athlete's last name? Do you think?
Yeah.
And now, acceptable is a wrong word. Do you think it makes sense?
It all, to me, Kreider is an interesting one.
Right.
There are certain names that I think, kind of transcend to a certain extent.
Ruth. For Babe Ruth.
For or after his passing, someone names their kid Kobe. I could have seen that. It was such an iconic sort of worldwide moment.
If you want to name him, but if you're naming it after the last name.
No, but
Kreider? There's no other child named Kreider.
So what? That makes it unique.
Yeah, but what about this?
What's the difference between that and Apple?
How about this? Kreider. Kreider baby. What a Kreider baby.
I fought as much as I ever fight on anything against Caledonia. Fought against it.
Yeah.
Thank goodness people call her Callie. But Jody was dead set on Caledonia, and I said, this kid's going to be abused. No idea that she would be the one doing the abusing.
Don't shelter your kids. Come on. You know how much Donnie Marie I got back in the day? Now, it obviously didn't age well.
But
most
Don
people don't know what I'm talking about.
Don's
but
a
in
normal
the
70s, name.
I know, but that didn't stop kids from going, Donnie and Marie.
Donald Duck.
You've stuck with this because you thought Marco, because they'll say Marco Polo.
Right.
Well, Marco's going to be strong enough to handle, believe me, right now. The person who says it's going to have the problem, not Marco.
Imagine if somebody's a huge Yankee fan and loves Kyle Higashioka. Yeah. And names their son Higashioka.
Well, no, but that would be silly. But
Higashioka
makes
sense. Why are you disrespecting Kyle Higashioka?
Because I think that's a mouthful.
Well, so is,
and so also, is Kreider.
No, it's not. Kreider, I think Kreider's interesting. I think it's fine.
Then why did you name your child?
If I wanted to.
Lawrence
Taylor?
And
Nancy said no. Not Lawrence Taylor. Taylor.
Taylor's a normal name. Kreider's not a normal name.
It does work a little better. If you love Michael Jordan and you name your kid Jordan, it works a little better.
It works.
But Kreider's fine.
It's fine, but it is a little odd. It doesn't feel like it was a boy or a girl, they said.
Girl. And he spelled it with a Y.
Last name's super important. The last name is everything here.
Rick DiPietro said Dave was going to name his kid Ben Giants Rothenberg.
Sorry?
Rick said that Dave was going to name his kid Ben Giants Rothenberg.
Well, that's silly.
That can't be true.
That's not
true. With Dave, you don't think that's true?
But there's so many iconic players that you can... Why wouldn't I Giants? There's Taylor. There's Sims. I think Sims would be
a
good
name. What about Baby Bavaro?
Baby nah.
Doesn't age him. Yeah.
Imagine if your favorite player is Mike Trout. Trout Rothenberg.
Well, but that's not the. I think Kreider is fine. Trout doesn't make sense because it can be named after a fish or a player. But there are Ranger fans. There are Ranger family. They like Chris Kreider. But you went after 30 years from now when he's nobody. He's gonna be. Well, believe me, he's gonna be remembered in Ranger. If they're a Ranger family, believe me, he scored 50 goals.
Okay,
he's a good enough player that I think people will remember.
Maybe I misspoke, but do you want a child named Jockeman now, who's 40 years old? Hey, there's my friend Jockeman.
Do you really think Jockeman is on the same level as Kreider?
But people name their kid Jeter.
Here's the hard part.
I think Jeter's fine.
Here's the hard part with Kreider. It does not extend beyond big hockey fans.
Right.
Jeter does. And I don't even know
so
if
what
I support
does that have
Jeter
to do with anything. They're a Ranger family. Was it a popularity contest?
Well, no, but it's
a constant
Anthony Greek of Yes wants to know if you'll name your kid Snyder Rosenberg.
You know
what? Rothenberg.
You know
Rosenberg.
What, Greek? Yeah. Sit out the next couple plays, pal.
Wow.
I love you, but don't dare offend me that way. Snyder Rosenberg. Yeah. What about Gibbs?
Dave said it's true. I was going to name him Ben Giants Rothenberg. Sherry wouldn't let me.
Well, I'm glad Sherry one time
that
stood
she put
up.
Her foot down.
She, at least for that, she put
you know,
her foot
sheltering
down.
In place when they lose the game. She lives with that. But
well, you know what? She protected her child, though.
But I mean, I have no problem with Dave naming the middle name Giants. He'd still be Ben Rothenberg.
You don't have
my son's middle name is Applegate.
But that's the last name of his mother.
Okay, so this is the name of the team that Dave lives for.
Giants as a name.
Ben Giants Rothenberg.
It makes no sense.
When
it
you name
moronic.
It.
He's got giant Rothenbergs. It's weird.
And by the way, there already is a giant Rothenberg. It's Dave.
Oh, why are you going after my guy?
That was no laugh.
A giant in the industry. Maybe that's what
that's
he was talking about.
Industry giant.
Let's take a brief time out. Anthony's yelling at me. Anthony's original name was going to be Lundquist.
Is that true?
Yeah, yeah.
And they call him Lundquist.
Lundquist Pusick.
Lunkiest.
Didn't really roll.
Lundquist Pusick.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be a truly repugnant name.
Unbelievable. This baby's being born right now being named Shesterkin. It's amazing. That'll really
play. Little Shesty.
Igor's a tough one, though.
But Shesterkin you'll like.
I think more than Igor. Igor just, no offense, he's carried it well.
You remember my best friend, Cicerelli.
He's actually against the name Igor, but he signs off on Kreider.
Yeah,
Igor's actually a name.
It is a name.
I don't like it.
No,
I don't like Kreider.
Kreider's a better name than Igor.
You know what? And change one of your children's name to Kreider.
Show us
today.
Something.
Show me something.
Yeah,
you can do it.
They change their names. They're very happy with their names. They can finally spell their names. I'm not going to make a change here. God,
get back to me with the time frame. Let me start.
So if you're right, because I don't think it was five. He learned it at 8. Oh, a year ahead of Marco. So my son's stupid? I'm stupid?
Yeah, you.
I found out when I found out. Marco. Believe me. It's easier for kids now knowing time differences. How was I supposed to know? I had, seven channels to deal with. I had to get up to change the channel.
You were your father's remote, weren't you?
I certainly was.
All right, we'll be back with more of this for
like any other good son.
Just a moment.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options.
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Let's go to Lauren. She's at work. What's up, Lauren?
Hey, guys. I'm actually calling from work, so I just snuck away to talk to you guys. My son's name is Donovan Jeter. I named him Jeter after Derek Jeter.
I said middle names, you can do whatever you want, yes. But I mean, would you have named your kid Jeter?
I tried to get my wife to name him Derek.
Right.
But she was like, I'll settle with the middle name as Jeter, because she's a Yankee fan too. But
let me ask you, and yeah. Please don't take this as any disrespect.
No.
To what end would you name? I mean, so you love Derek Jeter, right? Why would you name your kid? But why would you name your kid Jeter? I don't get it. What does that do? I mean, name your dog Jeter or something like that, where the dog doesn't have to live with the embarrassment of having a name that nobody else has.
He's an iconic Yankee.
Oh, okay. So is Winfield. You're gonna name your kid Winfield?
Well, I mean, no, I wasn't alive back then.
Okay,
I mean,
oh, Paul O'Neill, would you name your kid?
Let's go Don.
Well, I mean.
I like Mattingly.
Judge. That's a great O'Neill. Name. O'Neill, the guy who's a shortstop for the Pirates, name his kid O'Neill Cruz.
But here's this is something very revealing, Lauren. Like, nobody else has it. Who cares? Why can't you be your name?
I'm not saying about who cares. The kid's going to care because he's going to come under a lot of abuse. Kids have enough abuse.
Oh, come on. They'll find.
Honestly, we went to our first Yankee game last year. And he loved showing off that his middle name was Jeter. He just kept going up to every person that was standing around saying, my name is Jeter, my name is Jeter. And I'm like, your name is not Jeter, your name is Donovan. But he kept telling them that his name is Jeter. We went to Jeter night. He loved it.
I bet you he's four. By the time he's 13 years old, his name is going to become Jeter. He's going to be Jeter.
Also, what Don's saying, Laura, I want you to make your promise. If I'm still doing the show in 10 years, I want you to call in and tell me what Donovan thinks of his middle name when he's 14. Because four, everything is all new and fresh, and you know you love everything as a four-year-old. You should. Life isn't, you haven't been crushed by life like I have.
Oh, my God.
So I'm just saying, at the age of 14, I wonder if Donovan's going to really like the middle name of Jeter.
But you can't protect
your children. He can go to Cooperstown and point to it and say, hey, this is who I was named after. So
I hated Don when I was growing up because nobody else had it. I got the Donnie and Marie stuff. And then as I got older, it was an honor because that's my dad's name and I like the uniqueness of it. And you kind of grow into it because it's about who you are. So if you're a child and you grow up in a strong environment and confidence, you're not going to worry about people picking on your name. You're going to like the uniqueness of your name. And if you end up being as big a Yankee fan as Lauren is and her wife, then he's going to be proud to be Jeter. And then that person who's named Kreider, if they turn out to be a great Ranger fan, it's a great story, conversation. Oh, you're going to get picked on. They'll find something else to pick on. Getting picked on makes you stronger, makes you a proud person. Stop it.
Well, listen, I could be all alone on this.
No, you are.
But, you know, Derek Jeter didn't name his kids Jeter.
I think it can work. I don't know that Kreider does. That's old Meyer. I'm not going with Michael all the way down the road.
But that's fine. If you don't think it works... But don't not do it because, he's going to get picked on or it's going to be some kind of moniker that he's going to dread for the rest of his life.
Listen, your children are 5 years old, so they're in kindergarten, right?
Junior, Ken, JK.
Okay. School is brutal. I see it with my kid. Brutal. Anything that children could latch onto to just make your life a living hell, they will do it. And with social media, they will do it. You're going to throw this into the fire as well? I'm sure they'll survive. But there's enough thing that they have to take the slings and arrows of just being children. And now you're naming them after sports stars? I don't get it. I never have. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying I never have. I fought against Caledonia So if my wife ever came like, well, let's name him Jeter K, I go, nah, no thanks. I mean, I like Derek a lot. I'm not naming my child after him. It's not.
Trying to think of what the most likely one I would have gone with would be.
For me?
For me. If I were to use a name like that. I've considered it before. I'd have to really think it through. How about Riggo Rosenberg?
Riggo.
Greek said he has a friend who named his kid Riggo. Yeah, our director. The director today named his dog Riggo. Sorry, not a human.
It's a big
not
difference.
A human, yeah.
Big,
not a human. Show difference. Me something. You got to name a kid or it doesn't count. I had a cat named Tyson. Bear is named after Bear Bryant, of course. I think I'm doing the show alone.
I just don't like sheltering the kid. Oh, he's going to get picked up. Get picked up. So you said they're going to find something to pick on.
But why give them something extra?
Yeah, you don't want to set him up.
But you really think Jeter is setting him up in New York to name a child Jeter?
First of all,
that's going to be something humiliating for the child.
That Lauren's child, Donovan Jeter, is definitely going to live in New York his whole life? Maybe Donovan Jeter doesn't end up liking baseball.
Why is
Donovan?
Maybe
they moved to Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Why is Donovan any better than Jeter?
Because it's a wonderful common name. I love the name.
No, because you follow like the herd. You're a follower. Yeah. I'm a leader. You're a follower.
I don't know if Donovan's a follower name. It's not.
No, but his motivation is name it something typical so he or she doesn't stand out and get picked
but
up.
But I don't want to name
the leaders don't
child,
worry about
no,
that.
No, that's just one of the things. First of all, I can't protect Charlie and Callie when they go to school. Leaders. That's ridiculous to bring that up. I can't protect them and to say shelter your children. You're definitely damn well going to shelter your children so they don't get hurt.
Of course, no, for that, but I'm not going to be afraid to name Marco. I named him Marco because that was my grandfather's name. It's my middle name. I'm not going to worry about, they're going to say Marco Polo. I better not name him that, so I'm going to name him something typical so he doesn't have to go through any adversity in his life. Give me a break. There's going to be plenty of adversity, and his name is going to be the least of it. They'll find something to pick on, and then you kind of grow through. We all got picked on as kids. But, it didn't cripple us. It made us stronger.
But you wouldn't want to name him something that like rhymes with poopy pips.
But I don't think Kreider or Jeter is that. No. I really don't think it might be a little different, a little unique, but I don't think it's a name that would get you picked on like poopy pants.
My two favorite players ever, Bobby Mercer and Don Mattingly. When I knew we were having a son, never once did it enter my realm of possibility that I would name either of them, either Mattingly or Mercer. Never.
But do you love the names Mattingly and Mercer?
I love the people.
But do you love the name? Because maybe
it's a nice last name.
But what if? But if you loved the name Mattingly as a first name, maybe
I would name my dog Mattingly. That's what I was fighting to name Butter Mattingly. Jody wanted no part of it.
By the way, why didn't you get the call on the dog? You gave up Caledonia. Show us some stones, Michael.
Because I have nothing to do with the dog in terms of walking, picking up poop, whatever. I don't do anything.
It doesn't matter. You already caved. You already conceded on Caledonia. Butter was yours to name. Disappointed.
But yeah. Do you want a child named Jockerman now? Jockerman Rosenberg.
But what if it was Bobby Williams instead of Mercer? And would you name him William?
No, I'm not naming my child after a sports star. I mean, I love sports. It's been my living.
But why can't it be? No. That's just not something I would do. But, you know, have at it.
That's Michael K.
But wait. I'm not telling people what to do.
Well,
I'm giving my
opinion.
You're not,
but you're really being judgmental of those people.
Well, I'm sorry. It is a sports talk show. I am going to be judgmental.
Hey, Don, this is Michael. Michael, this is Don. I mean, what?
I don't know what judgmental has to do with a talk show. You're throwing opinion, but you're just... Hey, that's not something I would do, but have fun.
Well, that's essentially what I did.
Yeah, that's not really. You're questioning their motives and thought. And
who they are.
And I just
soul.
Think Jeter and Kreider, those are kind of cool names. Never mind who they are. I just think they're kind of cool names.
Good.
Jeter, Kreider.
Good, change it.
It's not Yo-Yo Bumchuck.
Okay.
You're wrong on this.
Why don't you name Marco Brodeur? Why don't you do that? Why didn't you do it? Did you ever even think about it?
No.
Okay.
I told you
point.
I thought about Taylor if it was a girl. A boy could be Taylor, too.
Either
one. Nancy said no.
What about DiPietro K?
I mean, I would change Charlie's name to DiPietro right now.
Yeah, call him Dippy.
You call Rick Dippy?
I've never called Rick Dippy.
You don't, because really? The last thing you ever said.
Is that true?
He's not motivated in the fear of physicality.
No, he should be.
No. Who gets beat up anymore? Like, honestly.
Who gets beat up anymore?
At the station. Like, has anybody? No.
What, do you live in Shangri-La?
No, wait a minute.
There's no car stolen in this guy's world. Nobody gets beaten up in this guy's world.
21 years on this radio station. We've had arguments. I don't think anybody's hit anybody. I don't think Peter should worry about Rick beating him up.
If he said to Rick, to his face, "Hey, Dippy," I don't think DiPietro would punch you in the face.
I think he'd raise an eyebrow and say, "Excuse me?" I don't think the first thought would be to punch him in the forehead.
That would be really aggressive.
And if he did, he'd be wrong.
Well, and by the way, I'd be in it for some money. All of a sudden, I'd have checks coming from the Islanders.
I know people are fighting each other for no reason in the streets. I'm just talking about in the inner circle of our radio station. Do you really have to worry about anybody getting beat up, Michael?
I don't know. Do you think it was okay, by the way, in the Seinfeld episode for George to want to name his son Seven?
Yeah, that was really cool. Well, Seven would have been cool. Now it's not cool because it was on Seinfeld and they feel like you named it after Seinfeld. But in that moment, Seven would be money.
Sifasound's kid is named Seven. Seven's a name. That's become a name.
And what did he name him Seven for?
Erykah Badu and Andre 3000 have a kid named Seven.
Why? Well, the father's name is named after a number two. So what did Sifasound's name him Seven for?
Seven is a number that has lots of meaning to people. The seventh letter, this, that. I don't understand it at all.
But no, it's okay, Peter, because if enough people are seven, then it becomes acceptable. Then it's okay. Then he won't get beat up at school.
I wouldn't. You know,
he won't get beat up underneath the monkey bars.
Obstinate and just dense right now. If you don't think the name, a bad name, gets a child,
but I don't think it's a bad name. Is Jeter a bad name?
I didn't say it's a different name. Children don't like different. They don't do different. Different gets picked on.
Oh my God! That's the one thing that I remember my father telling me. Is everybody jumped off the George Washington Bridge? Would you?
Right.
He said, "Be yourself.
Be your own man."
What are you doing? What are you wearing that for? I said, "Well, because everybody else at school's wearing it." I said, "Do you want to wear it? Wear what you want to wear."
That's right.
All right. Don't be like everybody else. That's what I'm going to tell Marco and Jalen to be. You honor yourself. Don't follow the herd. Be a leader, not a follower. And that's in everything.
But
everybody's taking drugs. You got to take drugs. Everybody's drinking. You got to drink. You make your own decisions to be your own self.
If everybody in the world was jumping up the George Washington Bridge, I probably would.
That's
if
right.
everybody was.
That's a really great point.
Really?
I've never heard raised before.
Yeah. I mean, if everybody was and you're the only one didn't.
I. By the way, you've been doing the show how long?
21 years.
That is the smartest point you've ever made.
Is it
made.
Really?
Because I've never heard anyone actually go a step further and go, wait a second. Literally everyone's jumping off the George. Because
you're not going to?
That means our parents, our kids.
Right.
Everybody's got to jump. You got to.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Ah, yes, the magnificent Trolley Sour Bright Crawler, also known as Trollicus brightolus. The worm's captivating neon color makes it an easy, gummy prey.
Trolley!
It's a surprisingly sour, invitingly chewy, staggeringly snackable species unlike anything else found on this planet.
Eat me!
Delicious. Visit Trolley.com to shop now.
Trolley, eat me!
With over 2,300 hotels across the U.S. and Canada, Best Western is perfect for our annual spring hiking trip. It feels a little like okay, back to the hotel. What a great day. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And for the record, you are now the schnur.
Why am I the schnur?
Because you take airtime to beg for things.
I don't beg. I ask LV, I need some suits for the Yankee season. That's not begging. If he doesn't want to give it to me, that's cool.
You beg LV for shirts. You beg Adam Sandler to be in a movie.
How'd it work out?
But one of the great parts of all time.
Getting it doesn't make you less. Shirts.
I mean suits. Sorry.
Wait a minute. The fact that you get it doesn't make you less a schnurr. Schnurr. You know, because Brown sure gets all the food that he schnurrs and all that. So just because you got in the movie didn't mean you didn't schnurr to get there.
Yeah, but I was so good in the movie, it kind of.
You were good.
Yeah.
You were very good. I don't know why they didn't expand on it.
There should have been a spinoff. Anyway, a friend of mine said, I think your conversation about names, all three, it's hilarious. He said, but just remind everybody, remember Johnny Cash's boy named Sue? He fought every day of his life.
It's a song, Michael. It's a very good song.
Songs are built on truth.
But it made him stronger.
We got his butt kicked.
Well, we also kicked some butt. Life's going to kick you right in the teeth.
Harder
than anybody in life will. So get ready.
Life is going to kick you right in the teeth harder than anybody in life will.
Yeah.
But it's all part of life.
Well, I'm just saying, getting a beating from somebody is nothing compared to the beating life's
going
to give
you. When's the last time you truly got your butt kicked? Like a fist fight where you lost.
I can't remember the guy's name. I wish I could. So we were probably like 16 or 17. Some guy was just irking me.
Okay.
So we were going at it, and we were kind of, he probably won the fight, but I hung in there.
Right.
But when I was down, his brother kicked me in the head.
Oh,
his older brother came over.
You know what? That's what fights are about.
But you know what? I was a better person for it.
That's right.
You don't think that's affected you mentally? Getting kicked in the head?
No.
You don't
Is there any evidence of that?
Yeah, there's a lot of evidence.
I got some clips.
Yeah, there's so much evidence.
Have you ever heard Look at This Garbage?
Let's go to Jeff in the car. Jeff?
Hey, how you doing? Hope you can hear me. I just wanted to comment on Tom's, how he ended the segment and talked about Brandi Scott. Low-key, best one you guys did.
Well Peter, what did you ask her?
What did you say?
That she's a bad person.
And you like that, Jeff.
He just low-key said, bad person, Brandi Scott. Hey, guys, how you doing? I love that. First time, long time. I've been listening since 1947. You guys rock.
Thanks, man. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you so
appreciate
much.
It. Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate that. Because Peter, you called her out. Didn't respond.
Nope.
That's a bad person.
Now, I've got to tell you something that I've been worried about the whole show.
Do it.
So, at 6:30, we have on Jeff Smullyan, who has a book out.
Right.
And Jeff is the guy who started FAN and actually owned the Seattle Mariners. He's had an unbelievable life.
And Hot 97.
Right.
Started Hot 97 as well.
So, the name of his book is Never Ride a Roller Coaster Upside Down, The Ups, Downs, and Reinvention of... I can't say this word.
It's hilarious. I love this.
An entrepreneur?
Entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur. Entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
But how's it on? It's E-N.
Like entree.
Oh, okay.
Entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur. I'm going to mess it. I'm going to let you
entrepreneur.
Read the title of the book. Entrepreneur.
No.
It's. I love this.
Entrepreneur.
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 Yes.
Could he have just said the reinvention of a businessman? Why
entrepreneur? Educate me, clowns. I hate when there's a word that just you can't.
I can't do it. I can't do that and where you were born. And hormones. Hormones gets me too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hormones does?
And when I read the NJ Diet ad, if it's in a certain spot in a sentence, I can't say hormones the right way.
Is that? I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a lot of issues. It might be time.
Tantrum bothers me.
Tantrum?
It does. Yeah, it does, really? It doesn't feel right. Tantrum.
You're saying it beautifully.
Yeah, so I just
doesn't
feel
words
right.
You have a lot of trouble with.
By the way, you said earlier, is there any proof that Don maybe suffered an injury from that kick
to
the head?
Yeah.
It's a historic fan team, history, franchise.
Or, of course, we remember.
Former Raven.
Replied.
Or current Raven.
Oh, like the game doesn't need him.
Sorry, he's a Charger now.
He's a Charger.
Oh, no, he's a Ram.
I was being fed bad information.
And I'm telling you.
And also, what about his penalties and helmet?
There's a lot of brain cells that might have been suffered.
Last bit of proof I have.
Don, did you tweet a rest in peace to Sidney Poitier?
Yeah, 92. He passed away.
That's his birthday today.
No, didn't. Oh, turns 92. No, dear God.
That's all because of that
kick. He did eventually pass away.
Oh, you're going to take credit? You're going to hang on the rim for that?
I'm not going to.
You predicted his death?
No,
you know what? I'm going to make a prediction. Everybody listening to us is going to die one day.
Didn't Peter kill somebody off too recently? Just didn't have the same effect because it wasn't first. But there was somebody that you thought was
did
dead.
Did I kill
that
someone
wasn't.
Off?
There was somebody
you
thought.
Oh, yeah. I asked if they were still with us maybe or. Did I say, like, I don't remember.
Here's a little bit of advice I can give you, because I've been in business a little longer than you.
You've been here a long time.
Don't say to a woman who's heavier, you're pregnant. That's number one. And number two, don't speculate on death.
Yeah, get the answer first.
Yeah, get the answer first.
A little Google.
Yeah. Somebody could just be heavy. They might not be pregnant, so leave it alone.
Yeah, and I say the same thing that, you know, even if you figure, boy, Don must be Marco's grandfather. I think you're a bad person when you say that.
Well, there's a lot of bad people. No, they're bad.
You know, you don't have to say,
oh, your granddaughter's so beautiful.
Is it so bad to err on the side that it's my son? Is it that bad? Would it be embarrassing if I correct you? No. Thank you for the compliment, but that's my grandson. Why do you have to err on the negative side? Because you're a bad person. I bet you if I dive deep into people that do that, you'd find out they're bad.
By the way, happy birthday to Bob Uecker, 89, today.
Bob, I was going down the deep dive on YouTube, or actually on Twitter, with YouTube in there, of his appearance on Johnny Carson. Oh, God, it's so funny. With the old pictures where he's holding Bob Gibson's hand in the team picture. You heard that story? They did a team picture, and in the picture, he and Gibson are holding hands, and they sent them out, and then they realized they were holding hands. Obviously, this is back in the 60s where that just didn't seem comfortable to people, and they had to, like, pull all the pictures back out, and he thought it was hilarious.
I'm just amazed that Bob Gibson, you wouldn't picture him on Laughing. You know, he didn't seem like the easygoing chuckle hut. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, he was a very serious dude.
But he loved Bob. They all loved Bob. He's hilarious.
Hey, it's 98.7 ESPN Superbox Bonanza 2023. You know what the best thing I love? I think I told the story in the air. So we were in Milwaukee this year with the Yankees, and we got on Sterling and I got on the elevator, and Uke was on the elevator going down after the game.
Oh, man.
He says to Sterling, "Hey, kid, how you doing?"
I love that. I remember that.
John's 84. Only Uke can call him kid.
It's amazing.
He called me embryo.
Kid, yeah, and Uke was not only legendary in Mr. Belvedere, but he's in the WWE Hall of Fame because he was so damn good at the first couple.
He's the Weight Watchers Hall of Fame?
WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I thought you said WWE Hall of Fame.
No, that's me. He's in the WWE Hall of Fame because of WrestleMania 3 and 4. He was so great.
Do you want to hear about Superbox Bonanza 2023?
I'm a big Superbox Bonanza.
All right, this year, each of the 100 qualifiers will take home huge prizes, including
huge.
Solo stoves,
huge
Beat headphones, Billy Joel tickets. And these Billy Joel tickets are for Thanksgiving. They're for Valentine's Day. Amex gift cards and much more. I despise Valentine's Day, by the way. The pressure. Well, what are you going to do? What am I getting Jody that she doesn't have?
I'm weeks out. I don't even have a dinner. So,
I mean, think about it. Well, she doesn't like chocolate. What am I doing?
No. Flowers. Get some nice flowers.
She's not even that big into flowers. And then it's our anniversary 2 days before. 12 years, by the way, Don.
That's unbelievable. And I think of some of the people that were at your wedding.
That I wouldn't have again.
That you would never have again. And some significant names.
Oh, yeah, I know. With significant roles.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.